Story here from the USA Today. A woman on an Air France flight from Paris to Boston died of a heart attack this week, despite efforts from a doctor on board and the flight crew to save her life. The deceased, 53-year-old Barbara Dipoli of Topeka, was a passenger on a flight from the Paris airport, Charles de Gaulle, to Boston Logan International when she suffered a medical episode. State police in Massachusetts described the situation as an unattended death. Oh, it was attended. And confirmed that detectives from the state police detective unit responded to the scene after the plane landed.
What is the protocol when something like that happens?
Medical emergencies occur on about one out of every 600 flights, according to the CDC. The most common emergencies include fainting. You've done that.
Yep.
Respiratory issues, nausea, and vomiting.
Absolutely nausea. That preceded my fainting spell, by the way.
During 90% of these emergencies, aircrafts continue traveling to their destination. For the remaining, but where do you divert if you're over the Atlantic Ocean?
And if you're, especially if you're past the point of no return, meaning you're closer to your destination than you are.
Right. I'm sorry that this woman from Topeka died.
Do they keep them in the seat?
Okay, that was going to be my question. I hate to be insensitive, but once the woman is declared dead on the flight, the doctor is doing CPR, it's not working, we're not able to keep her alive, where do you put her? Presumably, she's in the aisle while you're performing CPR.
Yeah.
I mean, if she has a middle seat, do you just put her right back?
I don't think so.
The body is typically moved to a less populated area of the plane, such as an empty row if available, or if I had to guess, probably back towards the lavatory where they have the jump seats.
Well, but most of the flights that I've been on in the last few years have been packed.
That's what I'm saying, is they would take her back to where the flight attendants spend their time when they're not going and running the drink cart or serving food adjacent to the lavatory.
Oh, my God. Is she the first person off the plane when it lands or the last?
Oh, I would think the last.
That does not say that.
You would not make everyone wait.
So they talk about discreet placement. They try to place the body without informing all of the other passengers. However, in this scenario, I'm sure due to the response, all of the other passengers knew what was going on. If they have been declared dead mid-flight, they will not emergency land. They will not divert.
I do think it is worth mentioning she is a retired member of the Kansas Air National Guard.
Only 53 years old.
I saw that.
53. Why did they describe it as an unattended death? I mean, that was a death that was quite attended.
Well, because if this is a lengthy flight and you are nodded off napping, which is very common, and the flight attendants come over to get, you know, would you like any snacks? They're not going to wake you up for that, Scott. Let's say she was sitting leaning against the window seat, okay, and it looks like she's napping and they leave you alone. I mean, you've fallen asleep on a plane before and you wake up and everybody has drink service and snacks. You know, I think it's very possible she passed away and no one noticed. And then they tried to wake her and could not, and tried to do some life-saving measures that it was too late, is my guess.
I've heard many stories of people that fell asleep on a plane and just their head drifted over to a stranger's shoulder and that stranger didn't know what to do. So they didn't do anything. They just let them sleep there.
You know, my parents had...
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. My parents had a plane diverted. Emergency landing in St. Louis.
Because of your dad.
When my father had this bizarre vasovagal seizure that they think... He never flies in the early morning hours anymore, by the way. Because there's some studies to suggest that early in the morning, certain people are more susceptible to fainting or having this leg issue where your circulation is cut off, and it looked like he was having a full-on seizure. My mom thought it was a heart attack. It was not. And they brought that plane down like that.
What happened to you when you fainted on that flight? It was to Mexico, wasn't it?
To Mexico, also very early in the morning. I mean, I think we were up at 4 a.m. to catch a 5:45 flight or something. Okay. And since then, I do not fly early in the morning. I get like a weird...
But what happened to you on that flight?
Manically diabetic feeling when I'm up that early and I don't eat and I'm on a flight. I just felt extremely nauseous.
You were in the aisle.
I was actually in the middle seat, and I said to my girlfriend, oh my God, I think I'm going to be sick. And you know how you're like, uh-oh. And so I start to get up. I got my seatbelt off. I took about 10 steps toward the back of the plane, down that center aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I saw like black just go.
You got tunnel vision.
I got super tunnel vision. And then apparently I fell down and collapsed in a man's lap that was sitting in the aisle.
Nice man.
And my girlfriend said, because this was for my birthday trip, my girlfriends were all on the plane and said they just heard, is there a doctor on the airplane? We need a physician, please, back to the back of the plane. And they thought I had just gotten up to go to the bathroom. And so then they looked back.
They didn't know it was you.
They didn't know. I mean, she knew I'd said I didn't feel good and I kind of hopped up. But then they hear, attention, passengers, is there a doctor on board? And they all look back and there's Dana lying in some guy's lap. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh. And
you're lucky your face didn't hit like an armrest.
Yes.
You knocked out your teeth.
The last thing I remember, and I remember this so clearly, we were there celebrating my 40th birthday. The flight attendant met me as I was getting the tunnel vision, and she ended up telling me later I was white as a sheet.
Huh.
And the last thing I remember is all that tunnel vision came closed is she goes, are you pregnant? And the last thing I remember thinking was, what? And then boom, down I went.
Well, we don't often think about the stress that altitude and that rapid change in altitude puts on our body. And if you're in a situation like an early morning flight, you haven't had any protein or any sugar in your system that morning.
Yeah.
All you've had is maybe a cup of coffee because you were, you know, dragging butt trying to get to the airport on time. That will have a dramatic impact, an even more aggressive impact on your body if you're in that state where you're already a little bit anxious because you're going to be flying.
You hadn't been drinking at all?
Not at all. The 4 a.m. wake up call.
A lot of people will drink before they get on a plane.
Nope. I had an orange juice and like a granola bar before I got on the plane. And I wasn't feeling great that morning, but I never feel good when I get up that early. But when they brought the plane down for my dad.
That was 10 years ago.
My Mexico trip. They had him on a gurney so quickly and wheeled him out. And my mom said, this just breaks my heart, they were all going to Florida. And my mom turned around and she said, I am so sorry for the delay. You know, my mom's always thinking about other people.
Right.
She was crying. Please enjoy the rest of your trip. We are so sorry. And she said everyone broke out into applause. And she said she was crying and they got him off the plane. And he's been fine ever since. They just said, you know what? We don't know what caused it. It's never happened again.
And he just won't fly in the morning anymore.
He will never fly in the morning.
By the way, unattended means without formal medical care.
Oh, even if it's a physician that's on board?
That is not formal medical care. She was, this woman from Topeka was not technically under the medical care of this doctor in a legal sense.
Sad story. God bless her. Can't even imagine. I don't think I've, other than a kid throwing up on the flight to Jamaica right in front of my mom, I don't think I've ever seen anybody have a medical issue on a plane.
Ever?
At all. No.
We had some pretty severe turbulence flying into Seattle one year, and it was pretty much in unison. Everybody who had a weak stomach.
Nausea-inducing.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say that everybody grabbed the bag out of the back of the seat in front of them at the same time, and I didn't have that reaction, but I was sitting there like, I'm about to listen to this.
And once one, you know, once one of those dominoes falls, bar the door.
And that smell travels quickly.
The noise, the smell, you're in an enclosed space. They ought to just drop the masks when that happens. Breathe something out of that paper bag.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.